My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, we take you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Glad you could be with us on this Labor Day. Big doings on Saturday in Gainesville and University of Miami and Florida Gators. And if you're a Hurricane fan, you got to be extremely happy. One of those Hurricane fans is our co-host on our pregame show right here on AM 560 WQAM and a former Miami Hurricane. And one of the most ardent Hurricane fans that I know, Brian Monroe, and he's kind enough to join us. Brian, thanks so much for taking the time. And wow, you could breathe now. I think after 20 years, you could breathe.
We've talked about our team for a long time. We've always said we had some good pieces, and there was a couple things missing. One being an elite quarterback. I don't think the last time we had a quarterback taken in the first round was probably the 80s. And a quarterback talked about being a high draft pick, first, second, third round, man, for a while as well. So, you know, getting to Cam Ward in the transfer portal, you go see him at practice and he's got it. You just know he's got it. And it kind of gives you a comfort level going into a game like that on the road that it wouldn't rattle him.
Everything was against Miami coming in. They were playing on the road against a team with some unknown players, obviously. Miami, you know, you have all that talent. You have the number one portal and Brown wide receiver and the running back and quarterback, as you mentioned. But they've never played in a game together. So, to me, that was kind of the sticking point. I wanted to see them play together. I'll tell you what. It was so impressive that it kind of took you back to the early 2000s into the 80s when Miami toyed with people. I mean, here's a guy who had 22 seconds to throw the dang ball. And when he didn't, he got out of the pocket and acted like it was, as I said, it looked like he was playing a game like when we were kids in the street. He goes, go to the Volvo taillights and I'll hit you. And that's what it looked like. It looked like he was playing like street football. You know, whatever he wanted to do, he did. And obviously, you got to credit the offensive line. This is an offensive line, Brian, that 2 years ago was one of the worst in the country. You take a look at some of the plays a couple of years ago. I know that Alex Dono and I talked. By the time the running back got the ball, the offensive line was pushed back into him. Didn't happen that way. Talk about that, because you know as well as I do, your success is based on what happens up front. And on both sides of the ball, Miami dominated.
Yeah, I mean, that's one thing that I think all Canes fans believe and knew when Cristobal was coming back, that the offensive line would be fixed, right? Coach Cristobal, Coach Maribel, that is their baby. They're some of the best offensive minds when it comes to the offensive line and some of the best talent evaluators. You saw that even though Matt Lee went late into the draft, or I don't know if he went undrafted, he made the 53. So you just see the talent across the board. You have a Jalen Rivers, who's a veteran guy. You look at the right side, Francis Malinoa coming off a freshman All-American season. And this Cooper, I think, is going to be a mauler and a great pro when it comes to the league. And then he goes and gets the best center in the transfer portal this year. And he held, I think, you know, coming into the game, is one of the things that scared me was he's got this guy that's 455 pounds on the defensive line for the Gators, and he held his own. So I think that's what, you know, one of the reasons why Cam Ward came here, he knew that he was going to be protected. You know, you look back at Washington State, he was running for his life. When you have that comfort level and that belief that the guys in front of you truly aren't going to let you get dirty, it just makes it so much easier for a quarterback to go through his reads because he's not going to get hit by the blind side. He knows he can just get the ball out into his playmaker's hands and we're going to get chunk yardage and he'll be super comfortable.
No doubt. Brian Monroe joins us. He's a co-host of the pregame show right here on AM 560 WQAM. And Brian, the defensive line, we heard a lot about all the guys that they brought in the offseason, like Barrow and the kid Alston, and certainly the kid from Tennessee, Barron. And they dominated without perhaps their best guy and Bain, who went out with an injury. You talk about Messidor. This front seven right now is affording the defensive secondary to kind of ease in and play together. This defense is going to be really, really good.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the front four, it was what we talked about the whole offseason, right? Because we've always said on the pregame show, we have pieces. You know, you have a Greg Rousseau, you have a Jalen Phillips, but you never had them play together. You know, what separates good teams and elite teams is depth, right? So we lose Reuben Bain, arguably the best defensive player on our team, one of the best players in the ACC and the country, and you don't miss a beat, right? You get Tyler Barron from Tennessee coming over, who I think, if he can put it together, can make that jump like a Jalen Phillips and sneak into the first round with his body type and his motor. And then you also bring in, mentioned, Alston, who his coach is very familiar with from the Marshall days. He's got a high-end motor. Then you get Messidor, who really didn't play last year, and it's almost like you're getting another transfer with him involved in it, coming back healthy. And you look at some of the guys that, you know, stuck around too as well, Ahmad Moten Sr., who hasn't played much, and then gets in the game, is wrecking havoc. You see some true freshmen sneaking there with Justin Scott, wreck some havoc. You get a C.J. Clark coming in for NC State. So you have the depth. And we knew coming into this game, if your defensive line could get pressure and get Graham Mertz off of his flowing platform, it would help the secondary, who we all thought would be the issue on the defensive front. But I have to give them a lot of props. They played lights out. The younger guys played lights out. The safeties, the corners, they played really well. And I think another guy that, even though Francis Maiano is a beast, I think a lot of people are talking about Wesley DeSaint and the game that he had, too. He was all over the place.
No doubt. I mean, as somebody who played the game, what would you like to open up? Would you like to open up with West Virginia A&I, or would you like to get a Florida game, or would you like the LSU USC game, or opening up with a team where – because that was my biggest fear. You know, I would have much rather seen, you know, Ball State come up first and then Florida. But you know what? I mean, you can't have it all. And certainly, as Mario Cristobal said, that's as big a first game win as Miami's had in, 20 years? Talk about that, because that's awesome when you can open up. And listen, Florida's not bad. They've got some problems, obviously. You know the kid DJ Lagway down the line is going to be a problem. I mean, because that kid looks like he's going to be pretty good. So you beat the SEC team, and certainly you come away with it. Now you have Florida A&M, which I expect, and I'm sure you do, a big crowd, because everybody wants to see Miami, the new breed of Miami. Plus, you have the largest contingent of Florida A&M graduates in the state right here in South Florida. So I think we should get 50,000. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, listen, let's go to the first part of that question. I think when it comes down to it, it's always nice to have a cupcake, but it fuels your off season when you know you're playing a rival of Florida that we don't play every year. So, you know, you could get lackadaisical some people, but then your guys are going to tell you, like, listen, we got Florida in 3 months. We got Florida in 6 months. Like, I don't care what you have to do. We got something to prepare for. So I like the whole opening up with a big time performance, because it just fuels you and it just motivates you.
Right.
As far as this game coming up, yeah, I expect to have a good crowd. One, it's not at 12 o'clock, right? So guys can sleep in when they go out and party and stuff like that. And then two, you're coming off one of the best victories, like you mentioned, in over 20 years. Why not show up? Why not go crazy at Hard Rock? I mean, the tickets aren't going to be crazy. You know, save those drinks at the bar in the club and get a ticket. Bring your girl, bring your boyfriend, bring whoever. Just come out there, show these kids some support, because like Coach Cristobal said today in his media thing, was we need to make Hard Rock a tough place to play. And if you go back to 2017, one of the loudest games I've been involved in was that Notre Dame game. The Virginia Tech game is loud. You know, you might say it's only 60-some thousand, but when we're rocking in there, it's a home field advantage for us. And I think what the stat was since 2015, we're 41-17 at Hard Rock. I mean, that tells you everything you need to know.
I agree. Brian, I can't thank you enough. We'll talk to you on Saturday. Pre-game begins at 2 o'clock. The game is at 6. Appreciate you as always, man. We'll talk.
Absolutely. Go Canes.
Good stuff. Brian Monroe. You'll hear him and Danny Rabinowitz on Saturday in the pregame show. That'll wrap up hour number one. Do not go away. Full hour coming up.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.